If you love me, you'll do what I want. Is it true? It seems to be. Can I absolutely know that it's true? What's the reality of it? No, I can't absolutely know that that's true. The reality of it is that sometimes you don't do what I want. How do I react when I believe the thought, if you love me, you'll do what I want? I assess everything you do for me and everything I do for you in terms of its exchange value. I keep a score sheet on our relationship to measure how much love you are giving me. I make lists of demands that I present to you in an aggrieved manner, saying or implying that I'll love you only if you deliver on my list. And I make other lists of what you would do if you really loved me. I present these to you angrily, or I use them internally as proof that you don't love or appreciate me. I withdraw from you using your infractions, your failures to deliver, as my reason for the separation I inflict. I withhold sex. I don't give you what I secretly want to give you, and I feel a lot of shame and guilt about that, and then I hate myself and begin to overeat. I smoke and drink too much, and I justify my actions by blaming you for being so unfair. I get angry at you when I feel lonely or empty, thinking that if only you had done what I wanted, I wouldn't have to feel this way. I usually end up thinking that you don't love me. Who would I be if I didn't believe the thought, if you love me, you'll do what I want? What if that thought just passed through my mind like air? I would look at you without keeping score. I wouldn't concern myself with whether something you've done means that you love me or not. If you didn't do what I want, it would be fine with me. I would understand why you didn't do it and why that was right for you in that moment. And if I didn't understand, I could ask you. I wouldn't take it personally. I would remain calm and happy. If what I wanted you to do for me was something I could do myself, I would simply do it. Without the thought, if you loved me, you'd do what I want, I would come back to myself. I would notice that I love you and then continue with my own activities. It would be like not having you in my life except as someone I love and care about. I would be a much calmer and happier person. I would be grateful for you. I would like myself more. Turn the thought around. If you love me, you won't do what I want. Yes, I can see how that is truer. Here are three examples of how my life has actually been better because you haven't done what I want. 1. I remember the time I wanted to buy a stock and you said that it wasn't a good idea. You stuck to it and the stock dumped and we bought the Prius with the money we would have lost. Thank you for not caving in to me. I love our Prius. A second example, I wanted you to go to an Indian restaurant with my friends, and you were absolutely clear in your refusal. I respect that. I respect that you didn't come along with us out of a feeling that you had to please me. You took care of your stomach, your time, and your integrity. 3. I flew to Las Vegas to see our grandchildren, and I really wanted you to go with me. You chose not to go on this particular weekend because you wanted to stay home and enjoy your solitude. I so much appreciated that you missed the busyness and raucousness of the life I shared with our children and grandchildren that weekend, the shopping for the twins, the wild noise in the kitchen, the constant laughter, food, and music. I loved thinking of you in your solitude, reading, working, taking long baths, communing quietly with your beautiful self, and living the life that we enjoy so much when we're together. I respect you for living out your own integrity, and our children do too, and they learn so much from your steadiness. I love how generous you are to yourself, to them and to me, and how solid you are when you know to do or not to do something, and how you stick to it no matter what anyone says, including me.